Now, boys and girls, we've been thinking about the children of Israel, you remember, at the mountain of Sinai, how God had brought them out of the land of Egypt, had delivered them from all the slavery that they had been in there, and then how he had begun to lead them until that day when he was going to bring them into a country of their own. It was called the land of Canaan, and God had promised to give them that land to be their very own. Well, it was a long journey, of course, to Canaan, and on that journey, God also promised that he would be with them and guide them and keep them and provide for them, give them everything that they needed for the journey. However, on the journey, as we've seen, of course, God made them stop at the mountain of Sinai. And at the mountain of Sinai then, God began to speak to them through his servant Moses. Sometimes he spoke directly so that they could hear his voice coming out of the mountain of Sinai. And at the mountain of Sinai then, you remember, God first of all gave them his commandments, his laws, the Ten Commandments we call part of those laws that God gave to them. He also told them about those holidays, those feast days that they were to observe. He told them about the house, about the tabernacle that they were to make, where they were to worship him, and where he promised to meet with them. And last time we saw how he gave them those priests, those ministers, who were to do all of the things necessary in the tabernacle. Now, the time was coming when God was going to move them all from the mountain of Sinai. And so Moses then was very conscious. He realized that they were going to need God to be with them as they went on that journey. You remember the children of Israel had sinned, and they had sinned very, very badly. They had built that idol, that golden calf, and they had bowed down and worshipped that calf, that golden idol. And on account of that, then, God had been very angry with the children of Israel. And in fact, he had caused his judgment, his punishment, to come upon some of them. Now, Moses knew all that. Moses knew then that the children of Israel had sinned against God. And now, as they were going to move on, Moses knew that they needed God's presence to be with them and to be sure that God's presence was going to be with them. So here's what Moses did. He went back up into the mountain of Sinai and he began to speak to God again. He began to pray to God. And he said this, in fact, to God. He said, "Lord, if you don't go with us to Canaan, then I don't want to go to Canaan." Wasn't that an amazing thing for Moses? Here was the land that God had promised to give them. But Moses says to God, "Lord, if you're not going with us, then I don't want to take that journey." See, he didn't want to trust to himself, didn't want to trust to the children of Israel. And so God then responded. God spoke to Moses, and God said to Moses, "I will go with you," he said, "and my presence shall be with you until you come in to the land of Canaan." Something else that Moses did, boys and girls, and you know how you sometimes do this yourself. You ever ask your dad for something or your mum for something? You're not sure whether or not they'll give it to you. But when they say, "All right, you can have that," then you get an awful lot of courage, don't you? And you say, "I think I'll ask for something else." Don't you do that sometimes? Well, I used to do that anyway. Well, Moses did that. And Moses said to God, "Lord, will you go with us to Canaan?" And the Lord said, "Yes, I will go with you to Canaan." And then if you read the Bible, you can almost feel Moses drawing his breath and getting ready. And he said, "Now, Lord, there's something else." "What's that?" said the Lord. "Lord," he said, "show me your glory. Show me your glory." It's a tremendous thing for Moses to ask. God promised that he was going to be with them as they went on their journey to the land of Canaan. And now Moses, having got that request from God, then he said, "Lord, show me your glory." And so God responded. God answered that as well. And God said to Moses, "Moses, come back up into the mountain of Sinai tomorrow." And he said, "I will put you in a cleft of a rock, in a piece of a rock that had been split asunder, like a cave." And he said, "I'll place you in that rock, and I'll pass by." He said, "Now, Moses, You cannot see my face, for no one shall ever see my face and live. But, he says, I will pass by you in such a way that you will see my glory. You will see the back of me as I walk away from you, but you will see my glory. And the next day, the Bible tells us Moses went up into the mountain of Sinai. He went into that cleft in the rock, like a cave in the rock. God put his hand, the Bible says, over the mouth of the cave. And then God passed by and God spoke. And God said that he was the God who showed mercy upon thousands, the God of all glory and the God of all grace. And when Moses had seen that sight and heard those words of the Lord, it says that he fell on his face before God and he worshipped the Lord his God. And so they're ready to go. Now Moses is assured that God is going with them. And Moses has seen something of the glory of God who is going to be with them in all their journeys. Now listen very carefully, boys and girls, because you know that all of these things in the Old Testament, they have lessons for us about Jesus Christ, our Savior. You see, the Bible tells us, in fact, that we can see the glory of God. We see the glory of God in Jesus Christ. And it's because our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world and suffered and died on the cross, it's on account of that that we are one day going to be able to see the glory of God in heaven forevermore. You know that hymn that we sometimes sing, Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Well, that's really a hymn that has something to do with what happened to Moses that day. You see, when our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, remember they put the spear in it, and his side, it says, was split asunder, riven asunder. But it was because he died, because he suffered, that we are able to be, the Bible says, in Christ, believing in Christ, trusting in Christ. And it's on account of that then that we are able to see God and will one day be with God. And just as Moses had the promise of God's presence to be with them in all their journeys, we have the promise of the presence of God to be with us. And then if we believe in Jesus Christ the Savior, one day we shall see the glory of God. Ask God to be with you, boys and girls. You ask God in all your life that lies before you, you ask God to be with you in your life. And then you can be assured that God will be with you, will take you right into heaven itself. And there, one day, you shall see all the glory of God forever and ever more.